Before we start today, we want to thank all of our amazing supporters this month.
Jenny Magic, Fiona Mae Michael, Sandra Lentz, Elliot Vandergrift, Thomas and Henry Dayring, Lori Frick, Marcus Irvin, and Megan Brownell.
If you want to become just like these awesome people, you too can become a Tumble supporter by pledging to our Patreon at patreon.com/tumblepodcast. We have a link on our website as well. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Marshall. And welcome to Tumble, the show where we explore stories of science discovery.
Today, we're talking about cats, but in a different way than we usually do.
We're going to feature an episode from our friends at Brains On, another great science podcast for kids, and their highly scientific debate on whether cats are evil or just misunderstood.
Calling all kids in the car, Brittany and Meredith here from the chart-topping Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. Are you dreading another silent car ride with the fam? We've got the cure. Three rounds of fresh trivia every single week. Movies, music, even science and Disney. We've got something for every trivia buff in the car. No more crickets chirping on those long journeys. The Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast is your secret weapon for connecting and laughing with kids of all ages. Teens, toddlers, adults, it doesn't matter. Spark their curiosity and challenge their brains with every episode. New episodes drop weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Search for the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast and turn those car rides into epic adventures.
For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much more in the hundreds of episodes of The Past and the Curious. You know, quite often people will say to me, Mick, my kid loves your show. But you know what? I love your show too. And that's what it's all about. Bringing grown-ups and kids together to learn and laugh while they discover new stories about underwear saving people's lives, the origin of the swimsuit, or figures like inventor Garrett Morgan, astronomer Mariah Mitchell, or spy and baseball player Mo Berg. So if you want to get hip to the show, you can find The Past and the Curious in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
I'm excited about this because, you know, actually we all know, cats are evil.
The book is closed for you on that.
I would say this, it's settled science at this point.
Yeah, it's like, why are we even talking about this?
I'm citing the 2012 paper, Cats, Evil, period.
Definitively. Well, it's very clear to all of us that that's your personal opinion. But we're going to listen in to the Brains On debate, which was staged in front of a live audience. And then we'll get to discuss their conclusions. Here's host Molly Bloom.
So as much as we know about cats, we really can't be sure of their motivations. When they scratch up our furniture, are they getting revenge because we left them alone or just blowing off steam? When they rub up against our legs, are they showing love or manipulating us for food? It leads to an age-old question. Are cats evil or just misunderstood? To answer this, we're staging a debate representing the idea that cats are fundamentally good and full of love for humans is Sand and Totten.
Hi, meow power.
And arguing that cats are basically supervillains who use us for food and shelter is Mark Sanchez.
Hello there. I've re-spelled the word cats today, and it's spelled E-V-I-L. Thank you very much.
Our kid co-hosts, Alex and Sophia, will pick a winner each round. Gentlemen, are you ready?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
First point, cats have great night vision. Is it used for good or evil? Sandin, let's start with you.
Okay, yes, this is easy. Cats use this for good. First, let me recap how it works. Cats have lots of cells in their eyes known as rods. We have these too, and these are really good at detecting light. Cats have about 7 times more of these rods than we do. So in a dark room, they can see about 7 times better than we can. They use this for good by staying up late at night, hunting mice, cockroaches, bugs, flies, pests, all that stuff you don't want in your house. They're basically providing a free extermination service, which is good. Case closed.
Okay, Mark, your turn to counter.
Yes, Sandin, cats can see great at night, partly because they have something that we don't. It's called the tapetum lucidum. And you know how when you take a picture of a cat with a flash and they comes out with these tiny little glow eyes, which, by the way, look pretty evil? Well, that's because of the tapetum lucidum, which is a layer of mirror-like cells that reflects light back out at you. And yeah, the tapetum lucidum can help cats see better in the dark. Okay, but mirror eyes? What are they trying to hide? What don't they want us to see? Bottom line, shiny glow eyes are a sign of pure evil and creepy.
No. It helps them hunt pests in the dark. Totally good.
You mean it helps them throw all-night cat parties running around hunting pests? More like waking up the whole house with their cat shenanigans.
Okay. Judges, which do you think? Evil or just misunderstood?
I think that they are misunderstood.
Yeah, okay. Same here.
Okay. Sandin took that round. Okay, next topic. Cats have sharp claws, a sign of good or evil. Mark, your turn to start.
Well, this is easy because cats' claws are used for bad things and bad things only. They're extremely sharp and actually connected to their bones, unlike our human fingernails, which are sort of sit on the soft, cushy flesh. Has anybody here ever heard of cat scratch fever? Do not Google that. I did it yesterday. It's real and it is nasty. How do cats typically use their claws? Well, if you ask me, to scratch their owners. If you pet them the wrong way, guess what? Scratch. If you play too hard with them, guess what? Scratch. And, you know, if they're just bored and you maybe look away or something, say it with me, people. Scratch. Yes.
I'm pretty sure that's what they use their teeth for.
Well, hey, also,
yeah.
Teeth and claws, pure evil. Don't get me started on the way cats use their claws to disrespect your home, tearing apart furniture and that beautiful wallpaper you put up. I mean, come on. Isn't that what a scratching post is for?
Okay, Molly, can I...
Yes. And then your response?
Okay, first of all, I'd like to address the point Mark just brought up about scratching furniture and stuff. Yeah, it's bad when a cat tears up your couch. Nobody likes that. But there's a reason they do it. Give cats a break. So first of all, cats' claws don't exactly grow the way our fingernails do. Our fingernails, they kind of grow out, but cats' claws, they actually grow from the inside. There's a sheath, a husk of old material that needs to be shed so the new claw underneath can reveal itself. Kind of the way snakes, they have a layer of skin, they need to shed it so that they can have their new skin. And if you have a cat, you've probably seen these little, looks like your cat lost a claw and it's just sitting on the ground. Well, that's the old itchy sheath, and those sheaths bother their claws. So when they're scratching, they're kind of trying to get that stuff off. You got to cut them a break. Those sheaths are probably really annoying, and cats are just trying to, you know, get some comfort in their life. That's not bad.
Cut me a break, Sandin, please. Sheaths? You're skirting the real question. Why do cats scratch their owners?
Love hurts.
Okay, judges, I know you have opinions. Who won that round? Misunderstood or evil?
Well...
Evil over here?
I still think they're misunderstood.
Misunderstood, okay. We have 1 point for Mark and 1 for Sandin. Move on to our next point. Cats love to rub up against people's legs. Are they doing it for good reasons or evil reasons? Sandin, go.
This is pure adorable cat goodness. Easy. Not only is it sweet and cute when they rub up against us, they're also marking us. So cats, you may not know this, have scent glands in their faces and in their hindquarters. So when they rub up against you, they can kind of rub these areas on you, leaving pheromones. And we've mentioned these are chemical signals that other animals can smell and kind of communicate messages through. So when a cat rubs up against you, it's marking you, saying, hey, this is my human, my friend, it smells familiar to me. And it's saying to other cats, back off, this is my best friend, you can't have him, which I think is adorable. That's affectionate loyalty. That's good behavior.
Okay, Mark?
Let me get this straight. How exactly does rubbing up against us and leaving their fur all over our clothes warrant good behavior? Basically, they're making us look like slobs. And that's just a mean trick cats are playing. And speaking of mean tricks, what about when cats rub up against you in totally inappropriate times? Like when you're carrying a pot of pasta across the kitchen, cat comes up and rubs around your legs and boom, dinner is ruined. I think cats, when you say that they're marking you, I think they are intentionally trying to trip you. Cats, evil, case closed.
Okay, judges, what do you think? Evil or misunderstood behavior?
Evil.
Evil?
I'll go for misunderstood.
Oh, okay. Another split round. A point for Mark and Sandin. Next point. Cats can be stealthy and nearly silent. Good or evil? Mark.
Well, it's an interesting fact. Cats are what's known as digitigrade walkers. They don't walk on the heels or balls of their feet like us humans. Cats mostly walk on their toes. In other words, they're always tiptoeing around, clearly being sneaky. They don't want us to know what they're up to. Most likely, they are up to mysterious and probably evil things. Cats are evil.
Okay, Sandin.
First off, have you seen a cat's paw? It's adorable. The little pads look like tiny jelly beans, and they're so cute. That's good. How could cute paws be used for evil? But I will go on, make another case here. Their pads are also full of fatty, soft tissue, which helps dampen the sounds from their steps. That way they can both sneak up on a prey when they're hunting, and they can walk around your house without making a sound, unlike a dog, which sounds like a herd of buffalo playing bowling, running through your house every time they barrel through. Cats basically don't want to bother you with those loud thumping sounds. Instead, they creep around on these little paws, and it's so cute and quiet.
That's exactly my point, though. Like when you're trying to work, and a sneaky little cat jumps up out of nowhere and lands on your keyboard. Not only is this scary, but what do they want with my keyboard? I mean, I think they might be trying to send messages and type their little cat words.
Cat words? This is ridiculous. We all know that cats communicate through viral videos. Also, I think we should bear in mind that when your cat throws itself valiantly on your keyboard like that, what it's doing is saying, hey, pal, you've worked really hard. It's time you take a break. Only a true friend would do that.
Okay, judges, is that an evil behavior or a misunderstood behavior?
Misunderstood.
Misunderstood.
Okay,
it's not their fault they're sneaking.
That round. Okay, this is the last round. Mark, this is your chance to catch up. Cats can sleep up to 16 hours a day. Good or evil? Sandin?
That's good because 16 hours? I got nothing.
I don't know if this is really a question about good or evil. I think it's kind of lazy. I think cats are lazy.
Cats are lazy. No debate there.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. I mean, to sum up, cats are misunderstood. Sandin took this debate. Well done, Sandin. And of course, you don't have to agree with our judges. You can make up your own mind. Thank you very much, everybody. Let's go, guys.
So, Marshall, what do you think? Are cats just misunderstood?
You know, my mind really hasn't been changed. Honestly, I don't think there's anything to misunderstand except maybe the blackness in their hearts.
I don't think that they're evil or misunderstood. They just have an uneasy relationship between their predator instincts and their cushy positions as pets.
So remember that, kids. When you scratch Fluffy's head, she's really thinking murder.
I feel like you didn't take anything away from anything that we talked about.
They have an uneasy relationship. They're thinking murder.
No, I think that they do appreciate what humans do, but, you know, they're not like dogs.
It's more a relationship of convenience.
It is on the part of the cat.
As soon as the tuna fish dries up, I'm out.
Tell us what you think. Are cats evil, misunderstood, or just plain evil? To be the options.
Evil, misunderstood, or are they just self-domesticated predators that help us out and occasionally are good for belly scratches?
Thanks to our friends at Brains On, Molly Bloom, Sandin Totten, and Mark Sanchez for letting us weigh in on their great cat debate. You can listen to more Brains On by checking out their website at brainson.org.
You can find more Tumble at our website, tumblepodcast.com. Don't forget to leave us a review on iTunes. It really makes a difference.
Sarah Lentz is our associate producer. I'm Lindsay Patterson, and I produce this show.
And I'm Marshall Escamilla. Tune in next time for more stories of science discovery.